What's up? This your boy CJ Moneyway, host of the CJ Moneyway Show, and I'm here with your girl Nina Perez on Straight Talk, and we're going to get into some real faith-driven conversation and why I'm doing the CJ Moneyway Show.
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez. This is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. And you know, I go around this amazing planet finding the best humans I can find to come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And today I have Corwin, y'all. Corwin C.J. Moneyway Johnson, okay? Can y'all say it with me? Say it with me, okay? He is a podcast host, an author, an entrepreneur whose voice has reached audiences around the world. Now, from the C.J. Moneyway Show to his newest venture, Planting Seeds with C.J., he inspires people to rise above their trials and walk boldly in their purpose. Now, you guys know I always say we are made for a purpose with a purpose. Now, through his books and interviews, CJ shares real stories and deep insights about resilience and faith and growth. And today he is here to drop that mic on you. So go ahead and pack and go get a pen, go get a pad, go do something. Cause CJ is here. How are you, sir? Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Nina? Thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. I absolutely love what you're doing. I, you know, found you, of course, on Podmatch, but then I like to discover what people are doing. Mm-hmm. And you're just having real truthful, real deep and no holds bar kind of conversations. And I said, all right, CJ's my guy. I got to reach out. So CJ, you know, I want people to know you a little bit. So tell me a little bit about you. Who are you, CJ? Who are you?
CJ. Well, let me break it down. Corwin, the man. Corwin Johnson, you know, come from humble beginnings, born and raised in Gary, Indiana, home of Michael Jackson. That's what everybody can relate to Gary from that way, where they know the king of pop. And so, you know, just growing up in the inner city, urban city, thank God that, you know, a couple of weeks, I'll be 53 years old, good Lord's willing. So
I just became 53. It's time, Corwin.
That's why we, and, you know, just thankful and glad that I made it, you know, saying this far in life through the obstacles, circumstances. And as I sit back, Nina, you know, a lot of things that I look at in life, and that's why I really thank God, is that I brought a lot of it on myself. A lot of trials and tribulations that I went through it. On my own. That wasn't my purpose. You know, like we can be anointed for certain things, but then we can use the anointing. We can use the anointing in different areas of our lives that's not fulfilling the purpose that God had actually gave us the anointing for. And so in my beginning, that's where I was at. I was everywhere else, but where I was supposed to be. And so wow. I thank God I'm here now.
Yeah, thank God you're here now for sure. But I want to know about that. Now you opened up the door. You know, you just said, you opened up the door. So let's talk about that though, right? Because that's real. And that's what a lot of people are going through. And I know that for me, it was the same way. A lot of stuff I bought on to myself. Mm-hmm. And I didn't see it though. It was everybody else's fault but mine, you know? So I want to know about that. What was that journey for you? Tell me a little bit about the beginnings here.
You know, I grew up in the neighborhood where back in the day, we used to go out and actually play ball. You know, we used to go on playgrounds and we used to go to different parks and play different neighborhoods and football and things of that nature. And so growing up, I had a tough exterior. Plus my father, he was, you know, a manly guy. So I grew up with that type of exterior, wasn't really afraid of nothing or too many people. And so as I looked at it coming on and like, and that cost me my basketball career, you know, in high school, fighting, taking up for friends and things of that nature. Never really nothing on my own. It's always, I always wanted to be a protector of my family members.
It wasn't you. It was everybody around you, right?
Yeah. Because I wasn't going to let no stuff, you know, like we weren't taking no stuff or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm one of them. I'm loyal. So if you mess with them, you messing with me. And I'm got to be the first one to step up to let you know that this is how it is. But then it cost me in the end, too. You know, it cost me some opportunities in the end. Like I say, I was playing basketball and things of that nature. So that got cut short But then as I, you know, got older, then I started looking back at life. Some things just wasn't meant to be. Because say if I had went that route and became pretty good in basketball or football or whatever it may be, would I would have been able to handle that? You know, would I would have been able to sustain that? And so as I look at it, I grew up with a fighting mentality because that's something that he instilled in me at an early age, but I was fighting in the wrong arena. Mm. When I got older, I realized that it wasn't a fight. This isn't a physical fight. He was training me and teaching me on how to fight a spiritual fight. Something that, you know what I'm saying, a lot of us in this realm, we don't know. That right. We are actually in spiritual. So you still fighting for other people. You still protecting other people like your family, my wife, my children, you know, saying praying for my mother, standing in that gap.
Right.
But these are things that if you don't know who you are and if you don't find your true purpose in life, and a lot of times you got to draw it back from your childhood. Like what was in me then that's carrying me right now? You know what I'm saying? But a lot of times we want to press things down and forget things altogether. But no, that's who shaped you to be who you are.
I love that. And you know, you're right. I think that we also, you know, you've already overcome all the hard days, right? Like when you think about all the things you've overcome in life, you've overcome hard days already. So it's not like you're not going to be able to overcome hard days as they come. You've done it already. Mm-hmm. We don't give ourselves and the grace of God enough credit. Right. Yeah. So have you always been a person of faith, or is this something you found as along the way, or what did that look like?
I put it, it's like this, Nina, and you know, anytime I've been on the interview, I have no problem saying this. My mother raised me in the church. You know, the Bible say train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they get old, they won't depart from it.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Later on in my life, my father began studying the Bible, you know, concordance and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. This when I was just out running wild and he was in the basement doing his thing and I'm out here in the streets. But, and you know, actually this would be 10 years in November that he passed away. So 10-year anniversary coming up. So as I think about what he was doing and what my mother did to start off and what he was doing then, he was in a secret place. Where he was actually calling out and being before God, giving his life to God to protect us. And so I see myself being the same thing. Sometimes you got to go through a season in life of yourself. Mm-hmm. When God has called you to certain things. See, I think a lot of times we don't know that God has called us to certain things because we haven't taken the time to have a relationship with God.
That's, you know, so true.
Every day, I'm doing this and doing that. And at some point, life has to slow down where you have to get into a season where you say, you know what? I got to read my word because I know that man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. That's and so if I don't know these things, then I won't be able to endure some of the situations that come my way. And so I thank God that my starting young, training me up in church, went away from it, and then that spirit of my father, and not, now that I'm grown, knowing what he was doing for us, and so now I can pass it on and try to and do the same thing for my family. As we talk about breaking generational curses.
Yes, amen to that, right? And, you know, I wanted, as I've been like listening to like your podcast and listening to some of the stories that you've been telling, you know, I got the sense that you really believe that storytelling is such a powerful tool, right? Mm-hmm. And that you are really about talking or taking those tools for transformation, right? And so what was that moment when you started to realize, wait a second, I could start using my story and my voice matters, right? Because I think that's what happens to a lot of us. I think we're just trying to figure this out. And so you're like me, right? We're Generation X. We're tough. Mm-hmm. We have been in, you know, out there. We've done our mess. Nobody got it on video. So we got away with a lot of stuff, you know.
Facebook and stuff went out.
We was good, right? The only thing that we got caught in is if a neighbor saw us and told our parents and we were screwed.
Yeah,
But other than that, nobody knew half the stuff we did, Corwin. And I'm not telling. I'm not telling.
I'm taking a lot of stuff to that place with me. You know what I'm saying? Is what it is.
Me too. But I think that, you know, that taught us a lot about resilience and fighting and staying in the game, staying mm-hmm. in the freaking game, right? So what does storytelling mean to you? Because now you have a podcast, so you're out here sharing stories, right?
Yeah.
So tell me about that. Where did you start to discover that your voice mattered, that you should be helping others?
Again, go back to childhood. Like mm-hmm. I said, a lot of things you have to draw back on. Mm-hmm. So growing up, I was always into drama. And like I said, I'm from the home of Michael Jackson. So back then, I was the entertainer of my family, you know, sitting around Christmas, doing Michael Jackson. I'll never forget, we had a New Year's Eve party in our basement. And it was packed. I had a piggy bank. My piggy bank was full because everybody was throwing me money. And that's what I
love
enjoyed
that.
Doing.
I
was, you know, high school drama. My father told me instead of going to college, I should have went to acting school over here in Chicago back then. Mm. But I never saw that, you know what I'm saying, in my life. I've been in plays and things of that nature. And so when I went to Detroit, it's a couple of things that happened when I moved to Detroit. One was, a lot of times, Nina, you have to get away from your environment and the people. Amen. He would separate mm-hmm. you from certain things mm-hmm. because there's certain things that you need to see, but you won't see it in yep. the place that you at. And so me and my cousin moved to Detroit in 2000. And that's when I found a niche that I had a niche for writing. I'm like, and I hated school. I hated school with a passion, right. But I started writing. And
that's because you were creative though, Corwin. The truth is that school is not built for people that mm. are creative and want to explore and have an imagination and things, right? School is to teach you how to be an employee, how to live in the rules, how yeah. to listen to the bell when it rings and be trained. That is what school is for. And not that I'm against school, because I think yeah. school can also be very good, mm-hmm. but just listening to you and the creativity that you already had built within you. I hated school too, but it was the same reasons, right? I felt frustrated and bored and challenged in ways I didn't like, you know? Mm. So I totally get that, but sorry to interrupt you, but I'm just thinking about your creativity and why you would hate school.
I think you made a good point, you know, and because that's something me and my wife, we were just talking about the other day, not with me, but with my 14-year-old son. She was saying that she wants him to be more interested in school and things of that nature. But at the same time, Nina, he got a 3.5 grade point average.
Right.
And so it may be certain things like summer school. He didn't like summer school, but he got some credits, additional credits that goes, you know, to his high school or whatever. He just started ninth grade. And so I say, well, you want him to be what you want him to be, mm-hmm. but you got to let him be who he is and how he doing it, because whatever he's doing is actually working for him, you know? And so sometimes we have to find our niche.
That's
so
true.
Moving to 2000, I was writing a book called The Ways of the World. And man, I was writing about all kind of stuff. If I was to tell you now what I was writing, people like, oh, I can't believe that. You know, he just saying that because it happened. But then I started getting a niche. I said, wow, you know, God, I didn't know at the time, like, man, God must be using me in a way, because I'm seeing things. I'm going to tell you, 9/11 just passed, right? 9/11 just passed. What was this? The 24th, 25th anniversary.
I can't believe it, but yes.
September 10th, 2001. On the phone with my son's mother, my oldest son's mother on the phone. And I had been seeing some stuff on TV, you know, true story. And I've been seeing some stuff on TV, and I said, wow, you know, I said, man, we going to war. And so I was on the phone with her the night before. I said, we going to war. So, of course, didn't nobody, you know, of course, it wasn't talked about. Didn't nobody see that. So she's like, why you say that? I was seeing some stuff on TV, but I've been looking for it. I ain't seeing no more. So I went over my son, mother in Detroit house. This was before, of course, I didn't have kids then. So I'm over there telling her and her cousin about it. And me and her cousin, we going back and forth and this and that. So I was working at the casino at the time. So we was in downtown Detroit. I was working at the casino. And so that morning, she had to go in for a meeting for, you know, something like some kind of training that we had in Detroit. I was off that day. So I went home, went to sleep. And my cousin come waking me up at, you know, when the first tower hit, he woke me up. And, you know, of course, I had been drinking and, you know, whatever. So I'm out. I'm thinking he's talking about something in Dearborn or something.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about. And so he came in there again after the second towers hit. And I'm like, wait a minute, let me get up. So I got up, stood in bed. I started looking. I'm like, wow. I got two phone calls that day. How did you know that?
I said, I
didn't know. You know what I'm saying? I just felt something. And so from that moment on, I just been having this, that God shows me stuff in dreams, or, you know, saying, well, show me stuff in dreams. And so, not saying that I'm perfect and that I don't do things wrong or whatever, but I've learned to be content, you know, saying, in what situation I'm in, and, you know, let him use me in a way that he wanted to use me. And when I read the book of Job, and you asked me where it started, I read the book of Job. And I called my mother and I called it the Book of Jobs. That's how bad it was. I say, Mom, I read the Book of Jobs. And she's like, Corey, it's the Book of Job, you know. Right. But that started.
Hey, listen,
me.
Job is the way it's spelled, you know?
That's the way it's spelled. And that actually started me, because I was searching for something at that time. And that actually started me on this journey that I'm on right now.
Wow. And that's a strong book to start with. That's a heavy book, right? Because that book, boy, I'll tell you. But I mean, through the whole book, I'm like, okay, Lord, you know, come on. Like, how can a person go through so much, right? And for those of you who are listening, if you haven't read the book of Job, you should. And the message is really about staying steadfast with God, regardless of what happens in your life. And a lot of us, if one person just says, oh, I don't like you, we're all falling apart. Right. And this man lost his kids, his servants, his land, his property. He lost everything and still kept his mouth quiet when it came to be against God. And it's a powerful story. Hey, and
you know what's key about that, Nina? It's the beginning. It say that when Satan, he went up to the heavens with the angels. So he ascended with the, and God seen him and asked him, what was he doing? And he said, going to and fro, trying to see who he can get.
Yep.
See, I was one of them that he was out there getting. He was just tossing me all around. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because a lot of times God will allow him
to
tempt you into doing certain things. But he said, for the man himself, do not lay a hand. You can't kill him. Because there's a lot of situations I look back on and say, man, people went died. Same things that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But thank God, as we say, here it is. I'm 53 now. You know what I'm saying? Never thought I'd make it to 21. I'm 53 now. And I just thank God, man. You know, you got to see the signs, man. You just got to see the signs in your own life. I can't tell you the signs of your life. Nina can't tell you the signs of your life. You have to learn how to look within yourself and not be. Quit cheating yourself in life. Quit cheating yourself.
Yeah. And also, I use this all the time. I know it's part of a song, but you know, you have to check yourself before you wreck yourself too, right? Mm-hmm. Like a lot of times, like what you said earlier was, you know, I put myself in those situations, or I went through and I did that to myself and didn't know. And I think that many of us don't stop and pause to say, let me do a heart check here. You know, if I'm rejoicing over the demise or the hurt of someone, if I'm, you know, like, you know, thinking evil of something or want something bad to happen, that you have to check your heart on those things because those things are not of God. They're not of God, right? And I think that that has a lot, I don't just think, I know that your relationship with God has got to pull those things out and away from you. And if you're still like thinking bad things or separating yourself from people because of whatever, you have to really start thinking about what does that mean? What does that mean? And am I actually really connected with God in a way where I know that this is not of God, right? Mm-hmm. Because the enemy's out to kill, steal, and destroy. It is in the word. He is very, very active. And to your point, going to and fro, seeking whom he can devour.
Yeah.
Right? And he had been in my house plenty of times because I'd done invited him. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes. Come on in.
Right.
Hey, sit down with me. You know what I'm
saying?
And
then mad at God because why'd it happen? You know?
Like,
God, aren't you going to go ahead and bless this mess? You know what I'm saying? Like, God, I know I created this mess, but can you bless it? Like, no, that's not how this works.
And that's how we live a lot of times, Nina. You know, I used to say back in the day, it's just like, you know, we use God for sometimes, you know, like say like you got a winter blizzard.
Yeah.
And you pray, Lord, give me the work, Lord. Would you please, you know, leave now, you know, Lord, keep me to and fro, oh Heavenly Father. Keep my feet from being trapped in any hidden traps or dangers, you know. Right. So we praying this before we go because we nervous. It's icy outside and yeah. everything. But what he showed me one day, you know, said revealed to me one day, we will do all that on the way there. But once we get there, we won't give him thanks.
That is and so that, true.
So a
that
lot of things true. You have to build within yourself mm-hmm. to start doing better. Like I'm looking at you, another man look at you and say, man, you know, Nina is fine as H. I mm-hmm. had to stop saying stuff like that because why would I represent a woman as being fine? Because ain't nothing fine about hell.
You right.
So you have to start redefining and clarifying yourself yes. within yourself. You know yes. what I'm saying? Don't stop doing certain things. It's not this part. You have to start doing.
No, it's so true, right? It's so true. I think that we have gotten so complacent. I know we have, right? Mm-hmm. I know we are nowhere like our you know, our biblical, you know, apostles. And we are nah. nowhere near that.
And
nowhere.
He knew that. And he, yeah. he say, forgive them for they know what they do.
I know. And we just live too much, I think, especially nowadays in this world with too much anger and, you know, just reprobate language and things that we shouldn't be doing. And we are far from God. And when we start to, or when I see people trying to sit on a moral high ground, I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it to yourself because we are all going to fall short. We are all sinners. We are all ridiculous. We are nobody's a good person. We try to be, but then I, you know, like I was having a conversation with somebody and they're like, well, I'm a good person. I said, really, have you ever told a lie in your life? They're like, yeah. I said, so what is a person who lies? What is that called? A liar? Okay. Have you ever, you know, taken anything maybe without permission? You didn't, you know, and they're yeah. like, yeah. What is that called? A thief. So you're already a thief and a liar. And you're telling me you're a good person. They're like, yeah. dang, Nina. I'm yeah. like, I'm just saying we have yeah. got to stop that nonsense. We are yeah. all trying. And this is why we need a savior, because without him, there is no salvation. Like, guys, I'm just trying to say, you know, sorry, Corin. I'm not trying to preach. I'm just saying.
I get it. You know, of course, I get like that sometimes on my podcast, too. And that's just how it is. I love good conversation, you know. Right. And when you vibing with some, because a lot of time you've been at a podcast meet, some things open you up to certain yeah. things that you may not have thought about. Like, man, that's good. And then so when you can get with somebody and you can just vibe and talk and you right. know what I'm saying, like that's just opening it up. We just right. I ain't worried about the podcast no more. Hopefully they enjoy it.
That's funny,
because actually what we're doing is trying to help you, you yeah. know what I'm saying? Not, it may not help you growing your business or yeah. you know what I'm saying, bottom line, which like you said, we so off nowadays, we thinking about so many other things. But if you can help grow yourself,
yes.
It's a we have to grow from that. We have to build from the inside,
yes,
not the outside in. You know, you hear people mm-hmm. say, "Oh, well, Nina, I'm going." excuse me. Say, Nina, well, when I get myself together, I'm gonna start going to church. No, that ain't what it say. It say we need to start going to church before I do get myself together. Because right. even if I think that I got myself together, I'm not together. Right. You know, so come on now. Let's just keep it 100 with yourself. So
that's called wisdom, right? That's called wisdom. When you get a little bit older and you beat up a little bit and you realize nothing, that's when you realize, oh, you know what? Maybe I'm not together. I never will be. And the goal is to know that you need a savior in your life. Because you're never going to get it together. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be all the things that the world tells you that you need to do, right? Mm. I mean, we're already created in the image of God. How much better can that get, right? So now just like follow him, look for him. And that goes into what I wanted to talk to you about really quick, because you launched on planting seeds, didn't you? Planting seeds with CJ. Is that something that's happening or?
Well, I did at the beginning of the year. I think I had 14 episodes.
Okay.
But then it became, I started doing a lot of other things, you know what I'm saying? It got sidetracked. Mm-hmm. So actually I started writing a book called Faith Through Trials.
Trials. Yeah, I read that. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I give you a little preview of that. It's basically coming based off the scripture, the parable, the sword that sowed. Mm. And so with the Sword That Sold, because even with your podcast, and I tell people this all the time, people that write books, your podcast, mm-hmm. people that sing, a lot of us, all we're doing is planting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
We're planting seeds with words, and you don't know who is gonna resonate with, you know what I'm saying, whatever. We just got to do our part, because the Bible say that some plant, some water, but neither one of them is nothing, because it's God who gives the increase. All you got to do is play your part, because I don't know if Nina is planting a seed and now I'm coming back behind her to somebody and watering the seed. Mm-hmm, I don't, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know which one is which.
So true.
And so with the sword that's sold, if you think about it, they say that a lot of times we get excited for certain things, like, you know, maybe going through a situation, you know, like me and you, we was going through our thing and we knew that we needed a savior. Mm-hmm. And because we were searching and yearning for something. And so, you know, I don't know, maybe start going to church, start listening to a mentor, a pastor or something. And things start changing. But it says that then persecution comes. Now, that which was in you, he comes and snatches it away from you because the cares of the world, because things going on. When are we going to start being 10 toes down and start mm-hmm. being rooted mm-hmm. into something? See, mm-hmm. because it also say that some, you know, some fell to the wayside. They wasn't rooted. You fell to the way. Same seeds. Now, these are the same seeds that the planet mm-hmm. that the planet was putting on the soil was putting on the ground. Same seeds, but different results. Mm-hmm. Same way with school. You know, we can talk about the dynamics of what school you went to. Well, I went to this school and we didn't have an educational system like they do in that school. Don't matter, because there's still some people that went to your school that went to college. That's just an excuse.
So good. So
that's
good.
An excuse. Because you had the same opportunity.
So good.
Just like this person that went to school and became a lawyer or whatever. You had the same opportunity regardless of what school you went to. So we good. Use things as crutches.
Yes, we do.
And we let stuff take us to the wayside, be upset, be mad, at, as you said earlier, at God. Mm-hmm, God mm-hmm. gave us talents. He gave mm-hmm. us talents. You want to go to the one gave the three talent. He gave them all talent, and one buried his in the earth, and I am buried mine in the earth, and I'm complaining about my talents being buried in the earth and everybody else succeed. Go bury right. your talents up.
Right. Go so give them up. Good. Woo, you know what I mean? You could just, listen, this could be another 2-3 hour episode. For real. I love that. So tell me about your book though. So did you finish it? The Faith Through Trials, is that finished, or are you still working on it?
I have it. I had a manuscript done. I'm waiting on the right time. I wanted to put it out in November. Now I'm thinking maybe next year, you know, because I want to get on more podcast shows and talk about it. And it's 10 chapters. I think it maybe 12 chapters, you know. And it goes through each phase of each seed that was sown. And so the pastor, you know, and people that actually went through some of these situations, you know, where you had a couple that was married and infidelity. And so how do you get past that? You know, mm-hmm. how can you get past this seed? Or a young man who had the riches and had everything, you know, saying had everything that he wanted in life, but he couldn't, you know, it was still something missing in his life. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's going, you know, it's a good read. It's going to be a good read. I think it's, you know, probably be better than my Both Eyes Open and Both Eyes Shut. But that was my first book, so that will always be my baby. And we're going on a 10-year anniversary coming this November.
I love that you're writing. That's so good. Good for you. I love that you're doing that and that you're putting out this material in the world, because at the end of the day, CJ, it's only the one person that you need to reach. It's not all these millions. Oh, I got millions mm-hmm. of followers. So what? Yeah. I only want to reach the one that needs me right now. I don't care about that. You know, at the end of the day, it's about integrity and love and truth. And, you know, if you're somebody who is a person of faith and a person of God, not to be ashamed of that faith and who God is in your life and standing and, you know, boldly and purposely in what you believe and not having you know, swayed left and right for everybody else's belief system. Mm-hmm. And so I want, before I wrap up, I want you to give us one seed of wisdom that you would plant today in the heart of someone who's listening, who may feel stuck or lost or unsure of what their next steps are. What's one seed of wisdom you can give them?
I would say, look into yourself. And I was thinking about this the other day, Nina, and I hope somebody can take heed to what I'm saying. It's just like, if you ever play spades, the game of spades, you have four people, you know, mm-hmm. you play a game of spades. If you can play the game of spades by yourself, four-handed, and not cheat yourself, then you can be on the right track, having the type of integrity that you need in life to deal with other people. Because so many times in life, we cheat ourselves and not knowing that we cheat ourselves. Mm. Even because if I'm playing four-hand spades, if I lose the hand but declare myself a winner, I still cheated myself, but nobody knows, though. And so if don't nobody know, so what if I cheat myself? Quit cheating yourself, because if you cheat yourself in secret, you're not going to be able to bring the authentic you in the, outside.
So good. That's so good. Dude.
Be authentic. Be real self.
If you cheat yourself in private, Lord have mercy. We do that all the time, Corwin. Mm-hmm. We always say we're going to do something. We don't do it. We're going to go work out. We don't do it. We said we're going to do this. We don't do it. You know, and the truth of the matter is that's where you're cheating yourself. And this mm-hmm. is where then we don't think we're good enough or smart enough or whatever the enough is, because we keep lying to ourselves. And at the end of the day, if you start being truthful with yourself, then you can break free, right? Because the truth sets you free. So all the garbage, the shenanigans, the things that you've been through, God already knows it. Ain't no reason for you to sit here and try to lie and cheat yourself. Just bring it out to him and let it go, because it is not worth keeping. It is not worth it.
Think about what you just said. If I cheat myself in secret, then I can't be open. Then who would I care about lying to?
Right.
Oof. If a kid in school and the teacher saying that they did this and this and that, and they call the house and tell the parent that they did this, this and that and the third, and you want to sit there and combat with the teacher that your child wouldn't do anything like that, when you know darn well that your child do the same thing at home. So how would you say that this child not doing that?
Right.
You're lying to yourself.
Right. Yeah.
We need to quit lying to ourselves about certain things. I don't care if it's your kids, your wife, if your husband and went out there and cheated and he's a no good, whatever. Quit hiding the fact, talking about how much a great man is. You're lying to yourself and you cheating yourself and your kids. That's all I got.
Okay. Y'all better listen. All right, man, people I know are listening and probably going, okay, where is this dude? How do I listen to him? Corwin, you are my brother in Christ, right? Because we are all adopted into the kingdom of the Lord. And I always think about that when I meet somebody who is a believer. I'm like, wow, you know, may not agree with everything people say out there, whatever, but if you're my brother in Christ or sister in Christ, then we're adopted into the same family, right? Yeah. And I love you for it, CJ.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't want to leave before people know where to find you. So tell us your podcast, where to find you, all the good things.
Podcast, the CJ Moneyway Show. You can find me on Facebook, Author Corwin Johnson, Instagram, C.J. Moneyway. And I believe the same thing for TikTok and YouTube is the CJ Moneyway Show. So I'm not hard to find. My book, you can get it on Amazon. Both eyes open and both eyes shut. Get the new 10-year edition that's coming out pretty soon.
I love that. Good for you. Thank you for being here with me. I appreciate
thank you
this.
For having me.
This
thank
was
you.
Fun. Guys, I told you, right? I knew he's a good human on this planet. I wanted to bring somebody who's going to transform your thing. He dropped so many gems. Y'all better pick it up. I'm going to make sure to list all of his information below, because I want you to go follow him as well. I mean, I've been listening to the podcast. It's super fun. He has great people on there. He's just authentic, real, and just says it how it is. And that's what I love. So guys, thank you guys for like, sharing, and subscribing. You know the drill. I love you so much. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.